الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات لنستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم، وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم، وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا. وقال تعالى: وإن تمسسكم حسنة تسؤهم وإن تصبكم سيئة يفرحوا بها وإن تصبروا وتتقوا لا يضركم كيدهم شيئا إن الله بما يعملون محيط. Respected brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent insan to this world, and insan was expected to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, and according to the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person who has iman and amal salihah in his life, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him a content and a happy life in this world. What we are seeing in contrast to that Muslims generally in different parts of the world are having to undergo much difficulties. And then focusing more closer, and after us establishing certain principles in the past few weeks, we are realizing that even in our stay here in South Africa, things are becoming a bit difficult. And we want to solve this problem. We want to make sure that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an easy life in this world and inshallah a better life in the qabr and akhirah. But what we are seeing that Muslims globally, they are asking for Allah's help, it's not coming. We ourselves, we are trying to solve our problems, but we are not solving our problems. Instead, there are occasions when we can blame this one and we can blame that one. So when it comes to the load shedding problem, we could say that the planning wasn't too good. There was poor planning and the distribution wasn't correct. And we can blame a whole lot of people. But there is now a fear that even we could have a scarcity of water. And water is a natural resource. It's not generated. So if it's there, it's there. If it's not there, who do you blame? There's no one to blame. So what are the solutions that Quran and Hadith of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam give to every problem that man encounters in this world? It is very important to note that whether a person has an individual problem, he's got a problem in his married life, he's got a problem in his house, he's got financial problems, he's got legal problems, he's got global problems against other nations, all the solution of all the problems is only one. The problem that we have, or that we are seeing, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set a certain way that if that person or that group of people who want to request from me to solve their problem, they must behave and conduct themselves in a certain way. And as soon as they do that, I will help them out. But what we say that, O Allah, you solve our problem. Whether we change or we don't change, whether our conduct and attitude and practice changes or doesn't change, oh Allah, you must solve our problems. That is where things are not working out. And that is why we are seeing what we are seeing, to the extent that a person would say, but so many of us make dua in Arafat, in the plains of Arafat. In Ramadan, so many Muslims make dua, but we can't get our problem solved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran says, وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. We have promised those who bring complete iman amongst you, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and then they do good deeds. لَنَسْتَخْلِفَنَّهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. We will make you the vicegerents on this earth. وَلَيُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ. And Allah will establish that way of life that Allah has pleased for you, that has chosen for you. وَلَيُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنًا. And Allah will change all your fears and anxieties, all your worries and troubles into safety, security and happiness. So you saw there was a condition attached. The weakest student in the class says to the teacher that I would like to achieve the first prize. So the teacher is going to say that you've got to work towards achieving that first prize. He says, no, I don't want to change anything in my ability to study and to pass or to get good marks, but I want that prize. Cannot happen. Quran says, وَإِن تَصْبِرُوا وَتَتَّقُوا لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. If you have sabr, that means you can fulfill every command of Allah. This is sabr in Quran and hadith connotation. See? The other meaning of sabr that we all know, that if a person can, he is able to bear the hardships and the struggles that come upon him. وَتَتَّقُوا. And then he has piety in his life. لَا يَضُرُّكُمْ كَيْدُهُمْ شَيْئًا. Their plans and plots, whatever you are fearing that can come upon you, won't come upon you. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all these ayat, Allah ta'ala makes a principle that two things have to be found in any person that wants Allah's help. One is he must bear patiently, and secondly, he must bring piety in his life. Ulama give the example that a person is a thief. The police get hold of him, they take him to the jail, the waiting cells, and they torture him in the jail. Now he cries out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that these people are oppressing me. They are transgressing. They are treating me unjustly. They were supposed to lock me up and wait for the legal process. So he tells himself that I will remain a thief. I always want to be a thief, O Allah. But this oppression that's coming upon me, you must help me against that. So do you expect Allah Ta'ala to help him? Likewise, if another 1,000 thieves are caught by the police and they're all taken to the cells and they are treated unjustly, transgressed against, and all of them call unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they say, we will not give up stealing. Stealing, that's what we are there for. We have to rob and loot people's wealth. We must steal. We must harm people. And we will not give up that stealing and become correct. We will not put ourselves right. But oh Allah, you must help us against this other problem that we got. So both the conditions are not found. They are forbearing, they are taking all the hiding. They are bearing patiently all the hiding, but no piety. Now look around you. Look at those Muslims that are being oppressed, difficulties coming upon them. They are bearing it. They are struggling. But is the other part there, the taqwa? And taqwa is piety. And what is piety? Fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.